too late," she grieved. "Oh, my chieftain that was, and whom I thought dead, had you but returned one little hour before! But now it is too late, too late!"
"What do you mean, Dacia Thoris?" I cried. "That you would not have promised yourself to the Zadongan prince had you known that I lived?"
"Think you, John Carter, that I would give my heart to you yesterday, and today to another? I thought that it lay buried with your ashes in the pits of Wahoon, and so today I have promised my body to another to save my people from the curse of a victorious Zadongan army."
"But I am not dead, my princess. I have come to claim you, and all Zadonga cannot prevent it."
"It is too late, John Carter. My promise is given, and on Barsoom that is final. The ceremonies which follow later are but meaningless formalities. They make the fact of marriage no more certain than does the funeral cortege of a jeddak again place the seal of death upon him. I am as good as married, John Carter. No longer may you call me your princess. No longer are you my chieftain."
"I know but little of your customs here upon Barsoom, Dacia Thoris, but I do know that I love you, and if you meant the last words you spoke to me that day as the hordes of Wahoon were charging down upon us, no other man shall ever claim you as his bride. You meant them then, my princess, and you mean them still. Say that it is true."
"I meant them, John Carter," she whispered. "I cannot repeat them now, for I have given myself to another. Ah, if you had only known our ways, my friend," she continued, half to herself, "the promise would have been yours long months ago, and you could have claimed me before all others. It might have meant the fall of Helium, but I would have given my empire for my Thakian chief."
Then aloud she said,
"Do you remember the night when you offended me? You called me your princess without having asked my hand of me, and then you boasted that you had fought for me. You did not know, and I should not have been offended. I see that now. But there was no one to tell you what I could not, that upon Barsoom there are two kinds of women in the cities of the Red Men, the one they fight for, that they may ask them in marriage, the other kind they fight for also, but never ask their hands. When a man has won a woman, he may address her as his princess, or in any of the several terms which signify possession. You had fought for me, but had never asked me in marriage, and so, when you called me your princess, you see," she faltered, "I was hurt. But even then, John Carter, I did not repulse you, as I should have done, until you made it doubly worse by taunting me with having won me through combat."